Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages of Empowerment with Linda and Abraham. This is Linda Drake, and I am honored to work as a channel for the Abraham Group. We will be sharing guidance and support to help you create the life you desire. Visit our website, lindadrakeconsulting.com.
Hello, this is Linda Drake, and I welcome you to You Are What You Love. Typically, we are joined by the beautiful energy of Wishali, but as she announced last week to her audience, she is off sharing her wisdom at a workshop this weekend. So it will just be Abraham and me for today's show. But what a wonderful and blessed day it is. We are excited to be with you. Abraham's always excited when they get to share their knowledge with you. But I hope you are telling all of your friends to join us each Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/purpleV. We'll always be here for you, or at least I hope we will. As usual, during this show, we'll be taking call-in questions for Abraham and for myself. You can call 942-272-9508 with your questions. Or you may email Wishali at www.purplev.com. Or you can find myself at www.lindadrakeconsulting.com with questions for future shows. On the radio show that Abraham and I share, it's all about messages of empowerment. And we've been talking about who is Abraham and what is their purpose for you, and all about my spiritual journey and how I was awakened to my purpose. I welcome you to listen to our archive shows on my website for the expanded explanation of who we are, because this week one of the questions I received through an email was from one of our listeners was, who are you? They were talking to me, Linda, and what type of questions can we ask? Well, Abraham and I co-host this show with Wishali, and the show, Abraham and I have a show in which we present all of the messages, but through this show, we like to make it all about you and your questions. And the other show we are talking about, it's also focused on you and the life that you're creating at this time and the empowerment of that life. Wishali and I have worked together for many years through her radio shows and expos and presenting workshops, but we combine our knowledge and our gifts in working with different aspects of the spiritual world. We find that we both share the same awareness of how powerful you are at creating what you desire and what you're focusing on. And we hope that our work brings you awareness of this empowerment and opportunity for transformation wherever it's needed in your life. We each do this individually through radio shows, through workshops, and through books. Again, you can visit Wishali's website, purplev.com, for more information about her books, You Are What You Love and Wisdom Rising. Both of these are excellent sources of guidance and knowledge for your life experience. They definitely impressed me. But now people the listeners are wanting to know, why should they ask me questions? Why should they ask Abraham questions? How does that affect their life? For any of you that may be new to our show, may I introduce myself? As I am Linda Drake, and I am a spirit-trained intuitive medium, life path healer, and author. But my greatest honor was to be blessed with Abraham as my teacher. I was taught by spirit to be a channel for the group consciousness of Abraham, What an honor. What an honor that has been for me. Spirit and Abraham have taught me to work with so many different facets of my spiritual gifts in an effort to help you gain a greater awareness of your journey, because my gifts are all about you. I can't even tell myself what's coming up for me, but through Spirit's guidance, I can tell you, I can help you understand what's coming up for you. The opportunities are there, that are there for you. The options that will be presented to you at this time and in the future. All of that is part of the work that I do. And I share the purpose of empowering your life with Abraham and through the work that we do together. And so in this show, Abraham is able to answer your questions. They are able to understand. They work with your guides in being able to, they consult with them, in being able to understand what's going on for you, the challenges in your life, and to help you understand how you can overcome those challenges. You have questions, we have answers. That's what it's all about. Because Abraham is just the most amazing teachers for humanity. But in this show, we have the unique opportunity of being able to answer your questions. Even when maybe you're wanting to connect with a loved one in spirit, that's part of my gifts. That's part of what Spirit trained me to do in helping you connect with a loved one in spirit. Maybe you have questions about where they're at, what they're doing, or questions about your relationship with them, or questions about what's going on in your life and how they might be able to help with what's going on in your life. Because our loved ones in spirit are definitely part of our support group, and they continue to be a part of this support group. They had a purpose in your life when they were with you in this lifetime. And even after they cross over, they continue to have that same purpose. Not the purpose of challenging you anymore, but the purpose of understanding your journey and helping you fulfill your purpose in this lifetime. Isn't that amazing that they can still be there with us, helping us in that way? But what's more important is that you open your heart and your mind to receive these messages, to receive the guidance that your spirit guides and your angels have for you. But it's just up to you to open up to receive this. And here Abraham is, right out here, available to you in such a unique way, ready to work with you, ready to help your life be more simplified, healed, empowered. So every week we'll be here with you. Now, some of you may be familiar with Esther Hicks and the group Consciousness of Abraham that she channels. I'm honored that I, too, was chosen to channel this group of spiritual teachers. If you're not familiar with Abraham's guidance, I encourage you to seek out more information about them and the amazing knowledge that they share for humanity through the work of Esther Hicks, as well as the books, articles, and workshops that Abraham channels through me. We currently have two of their healing series of books available for you, The Secret Pathway to Healing and Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. Both books are available through my website, lindadrakeconsulting.com, as well as Amazon.com. I'm so pleased that both books are now carried on Amazon. The intuitive gifts that I share through this call, answers through your calling questions, enables me to be the life path healer for you that Spirit wanted me to be, that was their purpose for me. Okay, well, I'm being told that we now have a caller. Let's see here. Okay, Let's go to our first caller. And pardon me, because I'm not real good at this yet. Washali typically does all this for us. Okay, well, I can see I'm going to need a little bit of help here. And bringing everybody on to be able to hear them. Well, Charlie is so experienced in this, and I'm just not as good at it. Okay, I've got caller number one on the line here. What can I help you with?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Marla. We spoke last week.
Yes, hello, Marla. Welcome back.
Hi.
What can I help you with?
Yes, thank you. Well, it's just kind of the same thing with this guy whose name is Josh, who you were able to connect with last week. And he had, before he died, kind of done some things that I guess he regrets doing. But I'm still here, so I'm still kind of dealing with what happened. And I don't know if he can give me any help, or my mom, or, you know,
okay,
any of my angelic community, because, you know, a lot of, you know, relationships kind of got torn apart by his actions. And
okay, let me see if I can pull Josh back in. You said we spoke with him last week? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I asked to speak with, okay, I asked Abraham to connect through Marla and her guides, with her friend Josh. May I speak with Josh? Okay, sometimes it takes us a little bit of time for us to go out there and find Josh for you. Oh,
that's okay.
Okay. Oh,
well. It's worth the wait.
I also have your mother with us. Okay.
Wonderful.
And
that's good.
Okay, your mother's really, okay. Well, Abraham's out there. Okay. Well, I got both of them wanting to talk right now. Your mother wants to talk first because she said Josh had his turn last week, okay? And
that's
she didn't get to come
perfect.
In. So your mother wants to talk with us for a minute. So
perfect. I'm ready to hear anything she has to say. I miss her terribly.
Okay.
In the physical sense.
What does the letter S mean to you?
Her name, Sharon.
Oh, okay. So her name is Sharon. Okay, because she was trying to identify herself to me, and she kept handing me this S, and that didn't mean anything to me. So okay. So yes, she's just giving you confirmation that she is your mother, and her name started with an S. Okay. Oh, she says although she speaks to you all the time, she is so joyful about being able to share with you today, connecting with you today. She understands. She says, I understand what a difficult time she had with my passing, as our relationship was so intertwined. It was, she kind of says, it was kind of the two of you against the world.
I guess so. Have we had past lives together?
She says, oh, yeah, I got over here and I went straight to the library to look it up. And she says, I found that we had many past lifetimes together, and that is why our relationship in this lifetime was so intertwined, although we experienced a lot of our issues together. That was our purpose for this lifetime. And also, she says, we brought into this lifetime a lot of karma that we were given the opportunity of healing. Oh, she says, although we created karma within this our most recent relationship, we achieved a lot of healing from past lifetimes, relationships in past lifetimes. Okay.
Well, I have
they
no
talk faster. Sometimes they talk faster than I'm able to interpret. She says, but yes, it was joyful for her to have that understanding of the many lifetimes you had shared together and the different aspects of the relationship that were very similar, yet how you were able to turn them around and create a healing journey for both of you. She says, again, she repeats, yes, in looking back at her past lifetimes, and that's something some people don't understand, is that we do have past lifetimes, and many times we do, just as the two of you did, many times we do bring in somebody from our soul group to work on those issues from past lifetimes in our present lifetime, and how powerful that is in having that understanding, in having the knowledge that she went to the other side to get for you about your journey, the importance and significance of this journey, and what you shared, the importance of what you shared together. She is just saying that, you know, she's telling you she's sorry that you had to experience so many struggles with abandonment and again, what you experienced and perceived as abuse and trust issues. And she says she's trying to help you see from, as she observed your relationship with Josh, and what she saw that you not only experienced, but what you are in the process of learning from, as she is still trying to help enlighten you to your life. And she says that, okay, and she says that she will be with you, and she will continue to empower you, because she says the two of you experience so much, she calls it drama and trauma, in relationships, and often your relationships were paralleling each other. And she says that she may not have achieved all the healing she needed in this lifetime, but she's trying to help you achieve it. So she's working really hard from the other side. And she, again, is continuing to express her love for you, her support of you, and so that she says, I want you to get it right. Maybe you'll be the teacher for me next time.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for her? Do you understand what she's talking about?
I do understand what she's talking about. I'm trying to navigate how I'm reacting and responding to what's happened between myself and Josh and a couple other people that were involved. And it's not been easy. I mean, I'm taking a different approach than I normally would in these matters, much more kind of backseat and quiet and just waiting and watching versus driving it to some conclusion.
She said she understands that the experience with Josh hit at a very vulnerable time for you.
Yes.
You were reeling with her health, with the challenge of your grief with her health and her death.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, you expected support from your friends and family and those you had surrounded yourself with and felt very safe with. And so this experience with Josh, she says, kind of blindsided you. You expected
Definitely,
more,
I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, she says you expected more from your relationship with him. And, okay, he says, can I iterate? Interrupt. He says, can I interrupt? Okay. And she says, she's kind of stepping aside, and she says, go ahead. You think you can make better of this? She says, I was trying to make excuses for you, and you think you can do better?
That's so cute. I love this.
Okay.
Being able to talk about this with my mom and Josh at the same time.
Okay. She is. She's stepping aside, and she's telling Josh, "Go ahead." Okay. Sometimes it is like being on a fly on the wall, watching their interaction. Okay. Josh steps forward, and he says he knows that the two of you had worked really hard in developing a relationship of trust. And he knew what you were experiencing, and he realized that his actions hit you at a very vulnerable time for you. And he says, "I have no excuses for the devastation of my actions, because I knew how challenging it was for you to establish a level of trust with your friends and your family." And he says, "And I had full awareness of, we had discussed many times, and I had full awareness of where your vulnerable spots were due to your previous relationships." And he says, "And I violated that." He says, "I acknowledge that I violated that." He says, "This, again, was a very, very difficult time for me." He says, "No, no excuses here, but I ask your forgiveness and your understanding of what, and possible understanding."
I do understand where he was at in his life, and I'm sure he knew at that time he was dying. And I can't imagine what that's like. I can just try to be understanding of, you know, what he was going through. You know, all on all fronts, it's all a sad matter. But I hope that we can all learn something from this, and there's still the relationships among us here that are living that are fragmented. And I don't know how to go about remedying them if I can.
Okay. And what Josh is asking is, he says, it's more of a plead, because he says, "I know the importance that you hold in these people's lives. You were in these people's lives. We were as a group." He says, "We were a group that bonded together." And he says, "I know your importance in their life as I remember your importance in my life." And he says, he understands how it shattered your trust, and you did not understand how these people could not have been more supportive of you. But he says, he sees this, he now understands this and sees this as not just the devastation of his life and the loss of his life for those around him, but as a lesson for you in how to focus on forgiveness. Others do not have the awareness, the same awareness of you that you have of the situation. It did not touch them in the same ways that it touched you. But that's because it was your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks that, and your mother, she steps back in now, they are both asking that, she says, there was many times in our life together that there was a need for forgiveness of those that hurt us and abused us in their way, often without even realizing what they were doing to our lives. Yet we had to each find our way to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh is asking you that, and now Josh has come back in, and he's asking you, he says, "I just ask you, maybe this may be your hardest lesson of your life."
In my heart, I do forgive Josh and another person that I believe was involved. I forgive them, and I can understand what they did or why they did it. I don't like it, but I guess I'm in some ways I'm willfully naive and kind of like, how can it be undone? You know, how can things be returned to who they belong to, and people just kind of come together and acknowledge what happened and as a group grow with it? And, you know, Josh was in, you know, denied it when he was living, as does this other person who's still here. And so how it's hard for me to reconcile the relationship if I'm on one side and there's the other side of not guilty. You know, it's without the, like, Josh coming and acknowledging now what's happened, it's very, very easy to put that behind us and go forward.
You're
with
asking
that experience.
That, you're asking something.
This,
yes, they understand. But you're asking that other people rise to the occasion and be somebody that you want them to be, somebody they're not
right.
at that level yet. And
not reasonable.
It's not possible. It's not reasonable. And Josh says you have to learn to let go of your pain, or you will lose that joy that resides within you, the hope for humanity that resides within you. But you have to first find that place of forgiveness before anything in the situation will change.
Mm-hmm.
And that involves you having to let go of that.
Yeah.
Of that pain.
Yeah,
and
I guess I'll have to keep practicing on that.
yes. And it's something we do. We have to practice it. We really do, because it doesn't come natural to most of us. Some people, everything rolls off their back and they forgive everything. But when somebody betrays us in this way and our life changes so much because of that betrayal, it's very difficult for us to get over it and to just let it go. But that's why it's a huge, huge lesson for you at this time in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm being given the signal that we have many, many other callers. So thank you, Marla. I appreciate
you
calling in. And I hope that we have been – oh, your mother says, make sure you tell her I love her. Okay.
I know. I love both Josh and my mom
okay.
very much.
And thank you so much,
thank you so much for
calling in. And
Abraham.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, my next caller is?
Hello.
Hello, are you there with us today?
Yes, I am. This is
okay.
Victoria.
Hello, Victoria. And how can Abraham and I help you today?
You can help me by asking my best friend, Laura, what happened to her the night she left my mom's house and between that time and when someone walking their dog at the Sharp Park Golf Course found her floating in the pond. Was she murdered, and who murdered her? And who gave her drugs that were in her system?
Okay, well, we got a lot of questions here, a lot of questions. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me connect with Laura, give Abraham just a second for him to connect with Laura. And your name, I'm sorry, your name again
Victoria.
Was Victoria? Okay.
Yes.
Abraham, I ask that you go through Victoria's guides and connect us with the spirit of Victoria's friend, Laura. Her name's Laura, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay, with Victoria's friend, Laura. Are you able to connect us just through this? Okay, there we go. Okay. Oh, Abraham, you're doing great today. Okay, Laura, are you with us? Okay, and are you the Laura that is friends with Victoria? Okay, and can you get, Victoria, can you give me the date of Laura's death? Do you know it?
She left on December 15th, and they found her December 18th.
Okay, Laura, did you die?
Her last.
Of what year?
Of 2008.
Okay.
December 2008.
Okay, Laura, did you die in December of 2008? Was your your most recent death in December of 2008? Okay, just confirm.
Our first
that
one's
I have...
name is Chitella.
Or, is that you? Okay, yes. I always like to get confirmation that we have the right person here. Okay, so, Laura, do you remember the situation around your death? She says it's very vague, a lot of confusion, disorientation, she says. Okay, Laura, the day of your death, do you remember being at Victoria's mother's house? Okay. And on the way home from Victoria's mother's house, did you have interaction with any strangers? Okay. Did somebody administer drugs to you? Okay. And Laura, do you remember your death? Okay. The person that administered drugs to you, was this a person that you knew personally? Okay. Was this a stranger? Were you robbed? Okay. She doesn't remember a lot about her death. She remembers things that happened before her death, and then she says total confusion, total disorientation. She remembers an interaction with somebody that was a stranger. She says it was not somebody she knew, but it was a stranger. It's like she was grabbed. And if this is a stranger. And okay, were you robbed? I asked her if she was sexually assaulted, and she said she can't answer that because it's like kind of like she was blacked out and in confusion. She'd come to and go out, come to and go out.
Can you ask her if she went to the Sharp Park golf course to her bench and to think about everything that was going on, because she had just moved back to Pacifica to my mother's house because she was living with my husband and I, as from the day she broke up with her ex-boyfriend to the time the day before Thanksgiving of 2008. And I need to know if she went to her bench to think and to smoke a joint, because we would do that occasionally when we were upset to calm down. Or did she get grabbed, and did this stranger take her there, and did she go near the pond between the 16th and 17th golf course hole, or was she taken there under distress without her consent?
She says she went to a place of comfort, which was her bench.
Okay.
Her bench. Okay.
Oh.
The bench
okay.
that the two of you kind of shared. But she says that was a place of comfort for her, and she always felt very safe there. But
okay. But she's afraid of the dark, and it was 10 o'clock at night when she stormed out of my mother's house.
She said she just needed to go and have some place at peace and to think, and to smoke a joint, she says. Okay.
All right, girlfriend.
And she thought she felt that it was typically safe during the daytime, and she just, without thinking about, without having concern about my safety, she says, I just thought, just a quick moment here. And her boyfriend did not have anything to do with her abduction.
Okay, Gino had nothing to do with it. Was it a man or a woman?
Were you abducted by a woman? She says her first interaction was with a woman.
Okay.
Then she had the sense that there were multiple people around her.
Okay.
And again, she says, I don't have a lot of memory of what went on.
Did she get in a physical fist fight with this woman? And did the woman push her down into the pond because she can't swim? And this is a place where she didn't like to go during the day sometimes as far in as she was. Her bench is a little farther out because they found her clothes at the bench, but they found her floating in the pond. And she always wore a blue butterfly necklace that I had given her the day she moved in with us in San Francisco. And she didn't have it. She didn't have the ring that her boyfriend Daniel had given her, green ivory rose ring, and that wasn't found. Her cell phone wasn't found. And why was she wearing a different pair of pants than the pants that she wore when she left my mom's? Where did she get the pants? And why wasn't she wearing any clothes? Why were her clothes taken off?
She says I definitely did not strip down willingly.
And they did not take her clothes off willingly.
She did not strip down willingly. And she says there was a confrontation, verbal. Started out verbal confrontation,
uh-huh.
She says, and then there was a physical confrontation.
Okay.
That's when the man came to it. Originally, she began conversation with the woman, and at first didn't have concern, kind of smoking a joint together, okay? And
the woman and her were smoking the joint together?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the woman came up, and, you know, she's kind of like she wanted a hit, okay?
Okay.
And so they were talking, and she wasn't fearful. She says, yes, I was concerned at first, but then I was more calm. But then it became confrontational, she says, and then the man came up, and it was physically confrontational.
Did the man touch her, or did the woman do it?
The man did it.
The man did it.
Did the man? Well, she says it started out with the woman, and then the man came up behind her, she says. She says, I didn't see his face.
Okay, I was going to ask if the woman threatened her not to testify against Heidi at the Lotto trial that she was supposed to testify that month. On December 18th was her trial date, Heidi's trial date, and that's the day Laura was to testify against her. And I'm sorry?
She says that didn't come up in our conversation.
That did come up. A threat not to testify?
No. She says it did not come up in her conversation with this woman. She didn't feel threatened by her because she didn't know her intent. And
okay.
And then she was drugged.
Then she was drugged?
She was forced. Yeah, she was forced. And she said from then on she doesn't remember a lot. It's a lot of confusion. She says, you know I don't like the water, and you know that I didn't do this.
I know that. That's why I need to know.
They drowned
her. Can she describe the woman?
Can you describe the woman that you talked to when you were sitting on the bench? Can you describe that woman? Did the woman... She said blonde, similar to my size, but she says I didn't know where I'd never seen her before.
Okay.
And she says that...
Did she get a name?
No.
No? Wow.
She says she gave me the name of Jill. She said she introduced herself as Jill, but she says, obviously I could not trust, I now realize I could not trust anything. She says, said to me, so she doubts that that was of truth either.
Okay. Was she white, Asian, Mexican, black?
She said the woman was white and didn't seem threatening at all. She says I was pretty chilled out at the time.
Okay. Yeah, after smoking a joint, girlfriend, I bet you were. Damn it, you should have called me. You shouldn't have gone down there by yourself. You should have called me.
She said it was just going to be a quick break to just simmer down and think and kind of get myself together. I didn't have plans to stay long.
I know you didn't, because you left without your purse, without any money, just your cell phone and cigarettes, your lighter and your joint. I know, yeah. Girlfriend. I know.
I just wanted to just settle down and get myself together. And she said, I thought that was the place to do it. Obviously, now looking back, it was a poor decision.
Yeah, you wouldn't even walk with me on the golf course during the day, let alone at night. Getting you to walk past the pier to go to the 7-Eleven was tough.
She says, well, I just wanted to get to that place where nobody was around.
I understand. Living with mom is tough. I understand. I blame myself, Laura, and so does Tim. We blame ourselves because, Tim, I know. Tim says he loves you, Laura, and I love you, and I miss you so much.
She says, thank you. Thank you for your support, your friendship, all that you gave to me. She says, but, and I realize through that, going past that experience, I realized that right place, right time, instead of wrong place and wrong time, that was my journey. That was my experience.
Mm-hmm.
She says, so I have no one to blame. Okay.
Lori,
she said, so stop blaming yourself. Get over it.
Okay. I'm trying. I cry for her every day. Every day.
She says you gave our everything to our relationship.
She's like my sister. I mean, she's my best friend through thick and thin, no matter what.
She has gratitude for that. And she says, don't be afraid to share that part of you with others, as it has such value.
Well, girlfriend, to tell you, I have tried with two women, and one of them burned me really bad. I mean, I bought her hook, line, and sinker. She reminded me exactly of you. She was built like you. She had long hair down to her hips like you. And she might have been a call girl, but she was a classy call girl. You would have liked her, but she was a con. And does Laura want us to tell Vano anything? Because he or her mom or anybody anything?
She says, please let those that I love know that I'm in a really good place with my life right now, with my journey. I'm still around you, each of you in my own way, touching your lives. And I want it to stay that way. I want all of you to keep your hearts open to me.
Oh, believe me, girlfriend.
She says, I doubt you'll ever forget me.
You're right. Unforgettable, Tawatella.
I think I left my mark on all of your lives.
And yes, she has.
You each touched my heart in your support of me and your love of me.
well, if it weren't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And can you let her know that Larry gets to come home 3 times a month on the weekends and on holidays, on long weekend holidays. He gets to spend the whole time with us. And he might be going home to my mom's house this summer. He gets to go home to my mom. And Tim and I are going to move to Pacifica or South City or somewhere close so that I can be with them.
She says, always keep your heart open to miracles.
Yeah, well, the day I find the person, the people that did this to her, is the day that I will open my heart and try to let someone else in to build a relationship like the one her and I had. But no one can replace her. No one.
She says it's necessary that you do not allow the darkness to overcome your heart, overshadow, I'm sorry, I missed her word, overshadow your heart and your experiences, because then you will continue to look for the darkness without realizing it. And she says, although what occurred in my life and through my death was devastating to those that I loved and care about, it opened the door for me to take my journey in a new direction. And she says, I'm grateful for that experience. And she says, and I have wisdom that I looked for all my life and never could find.
funny.
And she says, and I even get to share that wisdom with you.
I'm sorry?
She says, I even get to share that wisdom with you.
Yeah. Well, you better be with me, girlfriend, till I get up there with you, and then we'll go smoke a joint. And Tim said, and Tim asked her to please stop hitting him in the head with the pillows.
She says, pillow fight.
Pillow fight, exactly. Pillow fight. I always hit him with a pillow, girlfriend, all the time, right in the face for you.
Oh, she's having it. She has a great time in, you know, experiencing life from her perspective now. And so she's very playful with it. So enjoy the relationship that you have with her now. Yes, it may have changed, but she's still her. She's still her, and she's still around you in that amazing way that she has.
Oh, yeah, I find feathers all over when we're walking anywhere, and I pick them up, and I say, okay, Laura, you're with us now. Come on. You have to be cream filling again.
Oh,
Tim finally got me a cat. We named it Jessie, with an I after you, in memory of you.
She says thank you, because that allows her to interact with you, even through the cat.
Okay, well, interact with the cat, Aunt Laura, and make him stop spraying in the house. But he does make Tim fetch, girlfriend.
He's working on the alpha male thing. So a little competition there.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's jealous of the cat. Yes, you are. Yeah, you tell Laura you can't send the cat to Starbucks.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. What a joy it is to speak with you. And
thank you so much.
Please, thank you. And please, if you have any, you know, if you need any more answers, please give us a call. But Laura's right there. You know, talk to her.
Oh, I know she is. I know she is. And she's in every breath I take, every step I take, every movement, everything. Good mood, bad mood, cranky mood, bitchy mood. Oh, and Tim wanted to ask her if it's okay if he does the cackling crane.
Do it with Dano.
Because Dano, we didn't do it with Dano, just Tim.
Yeah, go for it, she says.
She said, yeah, go for it. I'm videotaping, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm getting the message. I need to go to my next caller, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a nice day. Bye, Laura. I love you. Thank you.
Hello, this is Linda and Abraham, and how can I help you?
Hi, Linda.
And did I speak with you last week?
Yes, my name is Cyril,
okay.
Yes.
Cyril, welcome back. I thought I recognized your accent. So what can we help
you
with this week? What can I help you with this week?
Okay, what does my angelic community want me to do at this point of time? And is there anything that I brought from a previous lifetime that I need to work on right now?
Okay, I asked the sequence. Okay, well, they are right here. Your guides are right here with us. Abraham is talking with them at this moment. Okay, Abraham, that's great. Okay. Abraham wants to talk directly to you. Okay, give me just a second and let them come directly in. Okay.
Okay.
Hey. Cyril, we greet you. And we have great joy at your enthusiasm for your life purpose. It is not that complicated. You are a healer. And we ask that you embrace every opportunity to expand your life into the healing field. We know there is struggle there, and economic struggle challenges you in this way. And the indecision of how you will embrace yourself as the healer. It is also necessary you ask about past lives. And we want you to understand that it is a past life that has blocked you from being able to embrace the role of healer. Because in previous lifetimes, there was typically much judgment for you in this area. One in which you were actually stoned for even expressing who you were. For doing the work that you knew was your purpose. Because your death and much pain was created, much pain of judgment and abandonment was created in that lifetime, you are still fearful in this lifetime of totally stepping in to this purpose. It is understandable. Yet we ask that maybe you take the smaller steps in approaching that aspect of your journey. That purpose for this life. You no longer live in a time of such judgment, although there may be those around you that will try to judge you and bring that their darkness into your life. It is your choice of who you surround yourself with. Embracing the energy of like-minded people is very powerful for you. As that is acceptance for who you are and your value, as they will see that value within you. We ask that you become multifaceted as this one in learning different tools to use with people so that your confidence is boosted. There is no denial here. You are the healer. And you will eventually find great joy in this and great acceptance for your path. As we ask for your patience, yet your continued excitement towards this journey and this path, we honor you for your bravery. We honor you for your commitment to God and the purpose He has empowered you with. I am Abraham. Okay, Cereal. I hope that answered some questions for you. Wow, to have Abraham come in directly, that was a pretty powerful message. I don't remember all of it as I was standing on the outside as they were channeling through me. Did that help you understand your journey?
Yes, but it also raises a lot of other questions too.
Okay, so give me one of those questions.
Okay, in which particular lifetime was I stoned for doing the healing work?
Yes. They said, oh. Okay. They said this is a lifetime, several lifetimes back, yet even the lifetimes that you are currently experiencing are reflective of the same judgment.
From other people?
Yes, from other people. And so, your guides are telling me that there is still that fear within you of acknowledging.
So how do I need to get rid of that fear?
It's a level of trust, of developing your skills, and just trusting. Sometimes trusting is very, very difficult, especially for those like you that were judged for what you're wanting to do. But, thank you. But your guides are saying that they're right there with you, and they're walking with you every day to help you with this challenge.
Oh, okay, so what particularly do I need to do?
Working on it. Just starting to work on it. Prayer, meditation, calling your guides in. Okay. As Abraham says, they're reminding me, they're saying, and we spoke about him being trained in different areas of healing. And so this is what will give him the confidence to step out and do this. And again, Abraham again reminds, he says, again, surrounding yourself with positive people. Oh, okay. I have just been given the signal that we are currently out of time. So I apologize for the listeners, the call-ins that what we were unable to get to. Please call us back next week so that we can get to your questions, so that Abraham can provide the guidance for you that would be helpful for your life. And I thank everybody for being a part of our show and for letting us come into your life and into your hearts. Thank you so much.
Our time together has again come to an end, but we hope you will join us each Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central at blogtalkradio.com. Because we realize that life gets busy, our shows are archived at lindadrakeconsulting.com. You can also find more information about the Group Consciousness of Abraham, our work, our books, and private sessions at our website.
The loss of an animal companion can be a painful and lonely experience. If you are grieving the death of a beloved pet, www.beloved-pets.co.uk can offer you a therapeutic and dignified way to create your own personal memorial for your beloved pet. At Beloved Pets, there is also a community of others to share your memories with and to receive the comfort and support that only another grieving pet owner can understand. Beloved Pets is where you honor your animal companion with your personalized memorial and celebrate the unconditional love that never dies. That's www.beloved-pets.co.uk.
Friends don't let friends go into the light without reading Vishali's You Are What You Love, and now her new release, Wisdom Rising. Reaching enlightenment has never been more entertaining. Go to Vishali's website, purplev.com, and order her books. Watch her in action in the multimedia room. Read about her private sessions and enjoy the most beautiful purple website in all of internet land. Anyone who says money can't buy happiness hasn't read Vishali's books, You Are What You Love, and now Wisdom Rising. Order today from Amazon or purplev.com.
Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, tells the story of the centurion of Rome who is assigned to guard the crucified Jesus. But while watching Jesus, Longinus stabs him in the ribs with his spear, thus ensuring Christ's death. It's a simple act, but one that changes his life forever. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, follows the centurion's life from his love for the prostitute Irina to his mystical studies with the Druids of Gaul. But it also reveals Longinus's profound spiritual awakening through his druidic studies and the spear that speaks to him with the voice of Christ. Visit youtube.com/purplehazepress to watch the amazing trailer for this stunning novel. Longinus, Book 1 of the Merlin Factor, is available through purplehazepress.com.
White Horse, located at 3420 Lomas Boulevard in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Famous for offering beautiful items to please all six senses. Like one-of-a-kind danceware, belly dance accessories, candles, incense, body products, books, music, oracle cards, and much more. White Horse now carries a full line of Vishali's books, CDs, clothing, and alcohol detoxifying jewelry and accessories. For more information, go to www.abqwhitehorse.com. White Horse, where body and spirit come together.
Welcome to Messages of Empowerment with Linda and Abraham. This is Linda Drake, and I am honored to work as a channel for the Abraham Group. We will be sharing guidance and support to help you create the life you desire. Visit our website, lindadrakeconsulting.com.
Hello, and welcome back to our healing series of messages. Abraham and I are excited again to be back with you. In Abraham's previous messages, we addressed who the group consciousness of Abraham is and their purpose for humanity. And then Abraham allowed me to share my story of how I began my journey with Spirit and Abraham, and how that journey continues today, as every day brings new exciting things for me, and exciting things for the people that Abraham, whose lives Abraham touches. Whether they touch their lives through our books, a personal session, one of our workshops, or a lecture and expo, the messages are the same. They're all about empowerment. They're all about healing and hope, as that is Abraham's purpose for humanity. Now we will continue through the guidance of Abraham's messages about the awakening and the empowerment of your journey. Abraham and I work together in presenting our messages, so there will be times during this presentation that they are speaking directly through me, and we refer to this as channeling, as well as times that I am sharing my experiences and what they've taught me on various subjects. I think you'll find it all quite fascinating, as I do. They find that this guidance is beneficial to you in when I'm talking about my experience, as it demonstrates their guidance and human experience with my own down-to-earth perspective. I'm just simply me with a life just like yours. Don't ever put me up on a pedestal, because I'm really clumsy and I'll fall off. But Abraham is always there to catch me, straighten me back up, and push me off on our journey. So here we go. I am Abraham, and I greet you with love. We ask that you allow this to be your time of opportunity. Allow us to help you begin creating the life that you desire. We will take you on a step-by-step journey of empowerment. It is necessary that you begin the journey by embracing a sense of love, value, and respect for yourself. We spoke of this in our last session with you. You may begin by setting a detailed intent for what you desire. We continue at this time in sharing this knowledge of empowerment. As you are awakened to the awareness that it is your time of opportunity for change. And we have been given the purpose of assisting you in this journey. We encourage you to make a commitment to yourself at this time. As this work will not be easy, often very challenging for you. Yet the reward is great. Focus on making this time about finding a greater awareness for you and your spiritual development. We do not speak of religion, as that is your personal choice. We speak about the spiritual development of your connection, your soul's connection between you and God, the divine source. As you create closure with negative patterns and beliefs of the past, you begin creating the new you. This is the perfect time to evaluate what you have previously experienced, what you have learned from the experiences, and how those experiences affected your life and your purpose. What awareness do you now hold? The energy of change becomes very strong when you begin focusing on it, setting the intent for what type of changes you want in your life, and allowing those changes to occur without fear. This may be your biggest obstacle, the obstacle of fear, although the obstacle of control also plays a big part in this. You do not have to give up controlling your life, as long as you are controlling with true balance. Be aware of the unrealistic ego's perception of balance, as that may not be truth for you. We understand that a sense of balanced control is necessary for many of you, as this is your issue, something that you are challenged with. But to move forward with your life, there must be change. Have awareness of what you are creating with that control, and make sure that your life continues to be going in the direction that you originally set the intent for. Or it may even, by that time, be an improved version of what you desire for your life. When working with the energy of change, the results will continue to ripple through your life. For many of you, the changes unexpectedly create opportunities for new beginnings. They may help you close doors so that you may move forward. They may motivate you to focus on a new way of life. Or they may challenge you to begin preparation for a new way of life. The changes may have opened your mind to a new way of thinking or action. And that is the purpose of change. Try releasing your fear of change and adjusting your perspective of change to include the possibility of a positive outcome. Have awareness of what you are setting the intent for. Changes are not necessarily something to fear, but the energy of change can often create a feeling of instability or uncertainty. And those feelings are understandable, even for us. Lives are shaken up due to relationship changes, job changes, health changes, and many other aspects of life. But each of these changes provide you the opportunity to make positive choices within your life. Isn't that what you desire? A life of positive choices? A life of empowerment? If you feel stuck in your life, that is your choice. You may be trying to hold on to a situation while things around you are changing, possibly in denial of a life, job, or relationship that is no longer working for you. You may have awareness that something needs to change, but you resist the change until it is changed for you. Or life just becomes so painfully difficult that you are forced to start changing something just to survive. But after these changes begin occurring, people often feel a sense of relief, like a pressure has been taken off of them. But it may take time to adjust to this new aspect of life. If you set the intent for change, your spirit and the universe responds. Your spirit moves into a time of awareness beyond anything you had previously known. You are on a schedule as the awakening to move to create a more empowered journey for humanity is part of God's plan for you. It is part of the awakening that humanity is experiencing. It is a gift that you have been blessed with. It is now your choice as to how you nurture, develop, and use this gift of awareness. There is no place or need for fear within the experience of awareness. God is always there as a strength for you, as a support for you, not to take responsibility for your choices, but to help you in the awareness of how powerful you are. And as I said, change is often necessary for this awareness, for this acknowledgement, for this vision. Awareness is the seeking and fulfillment of knowledge and truth that will guide you through your future journey. Awareness is also the responsibility. Your responsibility is to become the best person possible for the life you have chosen. And this person changes as your awareness and truth changes. Humanity is blessed and in that you have the ability and consciousness to reinvent yourself and your lives at your will. The human mind and body is in a constant state of change. Change is inevitable, as it has the ability to create both positive and negative experiences for itself. God allows you to create what you desire within your life, as this is your opportunity for growth. The awareness that you acquire through life experiences is your choice. And that experience is part of your life purpose. So often people ask us, "What is my life purpose? Help me." They are seeking help in following their path and their journey. They are seeking empowerment, but they don't know where to look. We ask, what are you desiring? And they don't know. You must go within you to see your purpose, to find the power within you. You can choose a fast pace of experiences to learn from, or a slower pace with repeated opportunities, with repeated challenges to learn from. A heightened awareness of what you are learning is what is desired by God for you. If you accept the responsibility of functioning at a heightened awareness, you can expect all of your senses to be awakened to a greater sensitivity. This becomes a commitment to your spiritual journey, as well as the consciousness of your human journey. Do not be fearful. It will not feel like you are being shocked with an electrical current, although painful in some ways. Depending on your request, the changes will be felt gradually, yet intensifying with your commitment and work. I warn you, the feeling of this spiritual connection can become quite addictive, as the joy experienced by many who are currently on this journey is expressed as being totally without negativity, like being held in a state of bliss. Isn't this what you desire for your life? Would that be a change from what you are currently experiencing? Can you see where that change in your life would hold such a blessing for you? Can you envision being set free from the negativity of what is currently you are currently experiencing in your life? Yet it is you that is holding yourself back. This gift is offered to all souls, yet not everyone will embrace the opportunity within this lifetime. We ask that you do not view others with judgment, as you may not understand the purpose that they have chosen for their current lifetime. And judgment is not a beneficial energy for either party. Teach by example. Often, when we find something of value, we want to pass it on to you, and you want to do the same in other people's lives. You can plant seeds of knowledge similar to the seeds of knowledge that we plant within you. But it is their heart that makes the choice. We ask that you go forward with your need to touch other people's lives in a positive way. So plant your seeds of knowledge with the same love and patience that God has shown you. But observe without judgment, as God observes you. We see, as many of you have already began feeling the physical and emotional changes within your body. As your planet is energetically changing its vibrational level, some fear that you are at times too disconnected from reality during your time of transformation. But these are actually very short, brief periods of time, as adjustments are made to your vibrational energy. The planetary change will definitely affect all of you in some way. Most of you may only feel a slight imbalance to your world, and gradually adjust to each increase of energy that the planet experiences. while some of you are functioning at a vibrational level at which you are able to sense the changes. As they are occurring more frequently and may feel very disturbing to your life. Again, this is part of change. These energetic changes will continue as the planet Earth is going through a transformation, as your physical bodies are experiencing a transformation, as your consciousness is experiencing a transformation. This is truly in the highest good of all, as this is part of God's plan. Many of you limit your consciousness. You put boundaries on your belief systems. We ask that you expand your belief systems to be able to envision or more positive energy on your planet. Envision a life for you without negativity. Yes, setting boundaries for others so they no longer abuse you in the ways they have in the past. Boundaries can be a very difficult thing for you to establish with people, with those that you love. Yet boundaries are necessary, as often those around you do not see your sensitivity, do not understand your need for their love, their respect of you, as they are functioning with a different consciousness than you, and they impose their consciousness on your lives. So it is necessary that you establish where your consciousness is, what you need in your life, who you are, what you desire, as all of this is part of the change that is being offered to you. Without this change, your life cannot become empowered in the way that you desire, in the way God desires for you. Are the relationships that you are currently in providing you with what you need in your life? Whether these relationships are personal relationships with a partner, a family member, or relationships with a coworker, a manager in your employment, or even the relationships that you hold with your friends. How are you allowing these people, these significant people in your life, to influence who you are? How are you allowing them to limit you? Not just your human experience and the experience with your ego, but your spiritual journey. Are you allowing them to limit your spiritual journey, your spiritual empowerment? Or are you living the life you desire? The life of an unlimited connection with the divine source of all creation. As God sees you and your power as limitless, God desires that you see yourself in the same way, in designing a life in which you can be the person you want to be. You can achieve a connection with your guides, your angels, in which a life in which the veil between two worlds is sheer. Sheer to the point that they are able to pass through it. Your loved ones in spirit are able to be a part of your empowerment of this journey, a part of the support system for this journey. Is that what you desire for your life? Are you living up to your full potential? are you receiving the support and empowerment that your guides and angels are there to provide for you? Do you take the time within your life to listen? To truly get quiet and listen for the words of God. As we are able to pass to you directly these messages, not through this one that channels for us, but directly into your life. We pass these same messages through your guides and your angels and the messages that they share with you. Are you listening? Do you feel worthy of their guidance, of their love and support for your life? Is it you that are blocking these messages, that are denying yourself of your power, your full potential? We ask that you release yourself from this bondage of negative beliefs. God has empowered you with a full-on group, a support group for you, just for you, just for your life. A group of angels that are there to support your journey, to heal you, to nurture you, just as they are the fingers of God within your life. The fingers of God that touch your life every moment of the day, every moment of the night. They do not know abandonment, as you are their purpose. You also, your higher self, agreed to the support of spirit guides. These are souls. These are souls that have previously been in a physical body, so they have full awareness of that body. They have full awareness of the human experience and the challenges that go with it. And they saw your plan. They were there when you designed it. And they chose to be with you as your teachers for this life. They are not there to take responsibility for the choices in your life. They are there to give you the guidance, provide you the knowledge that your life may be empowered. Yet we see your stubborn minds. We understand that you want to be in control of your life. Yet these spirit guides were provided by you, for you to ease your life, to make it, to provide it with a sense of support. The masters also work with you as they provide you with messages. God's words come directly to you through the masters that have chosen to work with you. And all masters are available to you, depending on your wants, your needs, your beliefs. They are all there. God has provided them to you as assistance for your life. We often see you struggling as you feel your life is in a state of struggle, and you feel as if you have been abandoned and you are all alone. Yet this support group stands ready to help you when you are ready to embrace their love, their support, and messages. They never get quiet. You only silence them. It is you that turns a deaf ear on their message. It is your ego that denies you their guidance. It is your ego that tells you that you are not worthy of creating something powerful in your life. Yet it is your spirit guides, your angels, the masters, as well as your loved ones in spirit that are there supporting your life. As I said, your loved ones in spirit are still a part of your life. The journey that they experienced with you did not end at the time of their physical death, at the releasing of their physical body. God bless them with a spirit body to exist in, to hold their consciousness. As you are still a big part of their purpose, until you no longer exist in physical form, they will continue to be a part of your life. They do not make decisions for you either, yet they try to guide your decisions for life. They try to guide your journey. They see, they have awareness from the other side of what you chose to experience in this lifetime. They have a greater awareness from the other side of what their purpose was in your life, how they chose through their love for you. They chose to challenge you, to help you experience the hardest, most difficult issues in this lifetime, or to be the one that picked you up and held you in their arms and provided support, loving support for you. Whatever role that they chose to experience with you in this lifetime, their experience with you now is only of love, is only of support, as they do not take to the other side any of their physical, any of their negativity that they experienced in this lifetime. There is no place for negativity on the other side. Yet it is your choice on what you are creating now. And they are continuing to help you with those choices. They come into your memories. They do not come in to scare you, to remind you of your failures, or to hurt you in any way. They come into your life to support you. If your dreams of your loved ones in spirit are fitful or fearful, it is because of your guilt, your anger, your fear, because they do not come to you in that way. They do not come to hurt you in any way. They only come with love. They are now beings of unconditional love, as that is their experience, and they bring that same unconditional love into your life at this time. It is you that may have difficulty in receiving it because of your relationship, your prior relationship with them. Yet if you open your heart, your mind, your consciousness, and receive, know your worthiness to receive unconditional love. That unconditional love will come from your angels, your spirit guides, the masters that are out there eager to work with you, your loved ones in spirit. They are all a support system for you right now in this life. They know the changes that would benefit you. The changes that would set you free of the negativity that you now know in your life. The negativity of previous belief systems and patterns that imprison you from expanding your consciousness to a consciousness beyond that negativity, beyond that judgment. This is what they desire, what all of them are working together with you as your support group to empower your life. It is not only our messages that have value. Our messages come from the heart of God to simplify your life, to release you of the struggles of the past, to give you a new direction, an opportunity for change, to give you hope and empowerment of your life. That is our goal, and that is our purpose for you. Yet many discard our messages. It is not for them to hear, for them to understand. Do not let that be your judgment. Know your worthiness to receive. Allow that empowerment to be a part of your life. Take the steps to move forward. Set an intent for what you desire to change in your life every day. Whether it be one thing a week that you work on changing until a new pattern is created. But create a plan for you. What do you desire? Do not let other people's negativity control your life. What do you desire? Know your worthiness to achieve that. If a relationship is no longer working for you, disconnect yourself from it long enough that you can have clarity of the purpose of that relationship. Step back from it. When you are face to face with that relationship, it's very hard for you to see the benefit of that relationship. It's hard for you to see what role you play in how that relationship hurts you. Through our sessions, we hope to provide you with tools of empowerment. The first tool that you must embrace is the tool of love. The tool of loving yourself. Loving yourself enough to create change in your life. Begin working on you. Often we see you speak out that you want those around you to change, to stop being the way they are. To stop hurting you and what you see is sabotaging your life, when actually it is you that is blocking your path. It is you that lacks the trust in how powerful you are to create what you desire. It is you that must establish a level of faith that you can create anything you desire. We do not want you to believe that this change can just be created by speaking the words or even writing them down. Yes, this is powerful in setting the intent for what you desire. Yet the empowerment truly comes when you are putting that plan into action. When you are taking responsibility for what you are creating, when you make the change, make the changes necessary to achieve the life that you desire. This is truly empowerment, and this is what we offer to you because it is possible. God creates miracles every day when they are necessary. And I'm sure that he has created multiple miracles within each of your lives. Yet this does not create, this does not require a miracle from God for this to occur. This empowerment is within you. It is your responsibility to create. What is it you're wanting? Where are you going with this? Where are you going with your life? What is your plan for life? What are you creating? How is your life and what is what you're creating in your life affecting the life of others? What commitments have you made to empower other people's lives through your example? We encourage you to examine your life, to take the step-by-step process of making changes to your life. Anything is possible. Yet it is up to you to take the first step. It will not be made for you without your intent. Yes, changes may occur as other people may start creating changes in their lives and it reflects on your life. And then you have to decide how you want to respond. But wouldn't you rather be the one that creates the change so that it empowers your life and you are not reacting to somebody else's will? Know your power. Create a plan. Begin working with your tools of empowerment. Begin with the first tool, which is self-love. If you do not love yourself, you will not release the negativity from your life. You will hold tightly to it as it is all that you know, and it becomes what you trust and what you depend upon. Yet, is negativity really what you desire to hold on to in your life? Have you not been exhausted by the negativity that is so often created? Remember, it is your choice of how you allow that negativity to affect you. The negativity that other people create, the negativity that you may be creating in their lives and in your life. Yet this is your choice. We ask that again we ask, we plead with you, as you are our purpose, that you love yourself enough to begin this journey. To begin this journey with us and walk through this journey with us, allowing us to provide guidance for you. We have provided guidance for many areas of the human experience. We've provided this guidance through books. Our books that are now available through this one, this channel, is Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, in which we focus on the journey of life through death, the grieving process, and the world beyond grief. We understand how difficult it is to lose someone you love dearly, whether the loss is through death or the ending of a relationship. And we feel that this book gives you, provides for you, such an understanding of that process, that you can come beyond that experience empowered. Our second book was The Secret Pathway to Healing. We wrote this book in an effort to provide an instruction book to a more joyful life, a life of positive relationships, a life of healing, It provides you with a better understanding of your life purpose, your life beyond challenges, with a step-by-step method of healing past relationships in order to empower your current and future journey through life. Life does not have to be about struggle. Yet, for many of you, that's what we see you creating, a life of struggle. We ask that you see beyond that, see the possibilities of your life. This is your journey. We ask that you create more for you than what your limited vision of life can be or has been in the past. We have so much to share with you about the soul's journey, about tools of empowerment, and we get very excited when we see you embrace the messages that we share. We see you begin applying these tools to your life, and we see the changes that begin creating, that you begin creating in your life. You allow us to fulfill our purpose. We have gratitude for you, to you, for allowing us to touch your life in such a unique way. I am Abraham. I am blessed that you have allowed us to be a part of your life. Okay, thank you. Thank you for being with us today. And I'd like to remind you that we have a new website, LindaDrakeConsulting.com. We just came online with it, and it is already successfully sharing a wealth of knowledge. So please go and check out the schedule that Abraham and I, our schedule, because it is frequently expanding, as Abraham's always coming up with new places they want to go and new expos they want to work at and new ways in which they can touch your life. As I said before, this radio show was really not in my vision, and Abraham presented it to me and as a way that they can reach out and touch your life, as a way that they feel that they can do the most good for you. We have our books, we have our workshops, all the different classes we teach, but this is kind of, you know, this radio show is special to them. And I hope it's just as special to you and that you'll join us every week. And if you miss a week of being able to listen, you can always go to my website, again, LindaDrakeConsulting.com, and click on the archives and go and listen to the archives of our previous shows and the archives of previous radio programs that I've done with others. So our website is just a wealth of information. So please, please check out our new website. And, Abraham is reminding me, okay, that also on our website you can sign up to receive Abraham's free monthly newsletter. It reminds you every month of all the places we're going to be visiting for the year And again, that list is constantly expanding. You're able to read some of our, also read some of our articles that we've published in various magazines in this country and other countries. And so, please, you know, we are reaching out to you continuously with knowledge. And many of you are constantly emailing me about wanting more because you enjoy so much the messages of Abraham. And you, I love the messages that you share with me about how they've touched your life that month, or you felt that they were talking directly to you, when I always feel like they're talking directly to me in their newsletters. But that tells me how powerful it is that their messages are able to touch your life in that way. That's exciting for me because, you know, many times I'm in a state of pure exhaustion with the private sessions that we're doing constantly and the travel that we're doing, but it helps me to understand how appreciated it is, their messages are, and my work is for you. I work in many different ways. Sometimes I am reaching out and touch and working for you in connecting you with your loved ones in spirit and helping you receive messages from them, healing with them. That is so important to me to be able to provide that to you. And I always like to receive questions from you, because often I get questions from you that I answer in our newsletter, or maybe I'll be answering them in our radio show. Or I don't know if all of you are aware, but we do a radio show that's just prior to this one. So I invite you to join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, where this one comes on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. But at 1 p.m., I'm on blogtalkradio.com/purplev as Abraham and I co-host with Washali the You Are What You Love radio show. And each week, Abraham invites and answers your call-in questions on the air. Your questions can range from questions about your personal life to inquiries of global or worldly nature. Or possibly you would like to connect with a loved one in spirit. And because of my gift of mediumship, I am able to open that door for you, the doorway between two worlds. And you're able to receive those messages from that deceased loved one. I just love doing that. That's an aspect of my work that I truly treasure, because I know how it helps me to be able to connect with my loved ones that are crossed over. My father comes and talks to me almost daily. Sometimes he even interrupts my work to give me a message about a family member of mine, but I feel great comfort in knowing that he's there with me. And I know that you will receive that same comfort in your life, in knowing that that loved one is there and what's going on for them. And hearing those words from them is so important. Many of you hear them all the time, you know, and just don't realize that these are messages from your loved ones, as they do all kinds of things around your house to try to get your attention. You don't realize that that is them. It truly is. So opening your mind and your hearts is important to receiving their messages. And as Abraham was talking about, these are not messages of criticism or judgment that maybe they were at one time when they were in physical body. Wouldn't it be wonderful just to hear those messages of love? Well, that's what I can provide for you, and that's what I can teach you how to create in your life, how you can receive on your own these messages. It's just a matter of having that awareness. So thank you for being with me, and I hope you will join us every week as we come to you through this program and through the radio show prior to this one at 1 o'clock, and allow us to come into your hearts, into your lives. Thank you. I have gratitude for you. Just as you give Abraham a purpose, you give me a purpose. And I love my job. God gave me this job, very unexpectedly, but God gave me this job. And I have great gratitude for it because it has blessed my life in so many ways. Thank you for being a part of my life. And I hope that you will find time in your day to create a time of stillness so that you can open your hearts and your mind and let your spiritual support group become a conscious part of what you're experiencing. They slip their messages in every way that they can in your life and your experiences, but getting still to hear their messages is so important for your life. And I hope that you take the time for that experience. God bless you. God creates miracles. God creates miracles in your life every day. Have gratitude and thank Him. God bless you.